the number you have dialed is not in service at this time. Fuck you.
For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world, ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
And welcome everyone to another
Tits on a Boar edition of the Hour Bomb.
Tits on a Boar edition of the Hour Bomb?
What?
Yes.
Why is it Tits on a Boar edition of the Hour Bomb?
Jason, I just made this shit up off the top of my head. I don't know where the fuck it came from. I heard that expression at some point over the weekend. I just thought, tits on a boar. That sounds good.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
No.
Let's go with it.
No.
I mean, and speaking of which, we have Kyle on the show tonight. So, tits on a boar, I mean, that's really what we have.
Anyway, welcome to another Tits on a Boar edition of the Hour Bomb. I'm your host, the first ever graduate of the Dave Mills School Report. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, Kyle Robinson may or may not be a transsexual. The one, the only, the man with the huge cock, the illustrious Jason Halbert.
And this is actually true, too. Kyle actually may be a boar with tits.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice. Nice. Joined by my partners in crime, the man that beat Chuck Norris at chess.
The big bad!
That's right, the Big Eater Masters here. One move.
They're impressed.
Yes, they are.
They should be.
The Jizz Mopper.
Hey, the Sweet Heath Jason Heath here. Oh, thank you. Oh, my adoring fans. Dude, I think they're louder than usual.
You know what?
I think there might be.
Wow. I know we have a special guest here, but proof that Kyle actually is a boar with tits, you can listen to his theme song. He sings it himself.
It's right here.
Oi!
From the backwoods of Missouri, where
Australians take walkabouts.
Oh, God.
The Rod Brothers spent 12 cents to be a sponsor tonight.
Oh, all okay, right. Hold on. Anyway, from the backwoods of Missouri, where indoor plumbing is a luxury, and sleeping with your sister is quite all right. The one, the only, Kyle, I like to fuck sheep, Robinson.
Spoiler alert, I'm not a boar hog with tits. I don't even know where I'm at. Fuck off, I'm done. Done.
I've seen your pictures. I would beg to differ.
I've seen you topless. That's I got to argue with you.
I don't know how to argue. I would say you have.
I've seen them with clothes like on. And
you know
what?
I'm going to put some pictures of Kyle in the chat and I'll let them decide.
Okay, there you go.
Hold on, time out. Before we get started, I feel like I have to do this because I've had this conversation. I'm wondering, do you three, well, two, because Jason Heath doesn't seem like he has an opinion. Do the two of you really hate Jake that much?
No, actually, I don't have an issue with Jake at all.
I really don't hate Jake.
Yeah, I don't have anything. I don't have anything for Jake.
I want to put that out there because me and him have had conversations, and he genuinely feels like you guys really hate him, and I'm like, I don't think they do.
I don't like his opinions of Captain America.
No,
he's Australian. His opinions of Captain America don't matter.
Again, they don't have a Captain Australia.
Exactly.
No, I don't. No, he's not the one on the network I dislike.
Sorry, I'll go away.
Yeah, why don't you do that?
Bye.
Don't have him hang up. We need Kyle.
I'm glad your wife said it was okay for you to be on the show.
I'm good. I know, right? Like, I had to pull out. It's cool.
Is she in the room with you?
Did she even notice you pulled out?
What about hold out or pull out? What?
She can't even tell when he's in.
That's probably true.
Oh, snap.
Ask your wife. She can placate.
What?
Exactly.
That made zero fucking... God, I fucking hate you now.
We just established you hated me. You can't go back and say you hate me again.
Yeah, I actually like Jake more than I like you, Kyle. I mean, really.
Most of us do like Jake more than we like you.
I don't give a fuck. Nobody understands. Do not like me. I am okay with this.
Let's see here. Let's see. I'm looking for the right sound effect here.
I know there's some tablets pictures of Kyle in here somewhere.
There are. I took them myself.
All right, so I guess our show, I'm still waiting for the check to clear for 12 cents, is brought to you by The Rodfather. Welcome back, buddy.
Hey.
I don't have anything witty to say. He didn't say anything witty.
Anything woody or witty?
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ, Kyle.
Witty.
If you'd clean the shit out of your ears.
W-I-T-T-Y.
Sorry, that indoor plumbing doesn't allow me to do such a thing.
Anyway, how you guys been?
You know what? I can't complain too bad. Like, weren't you looking for like some new Facebook like apps or something to play with or something earlier this week?
Yes, I was looking for a new game on my phone.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to get hit.
Uh-oh.
What'd you find?
I hear Career Builder has an app.
Oh, wow.
3 points to Jason Howard, not Howard. Fuck my life.
To Adrian.
Adrian.
I'm looking for something big enough to hit him with.
Your dick doesn't count?
That's too much work to whip my dick out.
But I might enjoy that a little bit.
He would. As soon as my dick comes out, he usually gets on his knees and just is ready for it.
Give me that mushroom stamp.
It's kind of weird. It's kind of weird.
He is your friend.
Yep.
All right, there we go.
Sponsored by the Rodfather, eating smoke once again for the 99. Who doesn't like a man in the rubber?
You know what? I found a picture of Kyle from Drag Night.
Oh, God.
What?
There you go. Enjoy that chat room. There's a picture of Kyle from the Attitudes Drag Club.
I don't even need to let it load. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Oh, God, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
He was actually shooting for what his mom looks like. The feminine one.
Well, I mean, it's
I don't have to. Like, I look like my mom.
I'm sorry.
Me and you both.
The butch one or the feminine one? Who wears the strap on?
I don't honestly know the answer to that question. And he already 23 told years, I don't want to know.
One of his moms is out of state now because they broke up.
Oh.
Apparently she went to become part of a human centipede or something.
Wow.
Oh, God.
Or
apparently she's the middle.
As they call it in Australia, a walkabout.
Oh, God.
Hey, Jason, how's the show work?
Well, who we got in the chat room first?
Fuck you!
Well, how this show works is apparently it's going to be a roast on Kyle.
For the most part, yeah.
It usually is. Every time. Like, I don't understand why you guys even ask me to show up anymore. Because it's basically like, here, we're going to spend 15 minutes just basically laying your balls over an open flame and enjoying ourselves.
It takes the heat off of me.
Rodfather, yeah, pretty much said, oh, so it's a Kyle roast, yeah.
Fuck my life.
Heath loves the strap-on. Beanbags, is the hover around all charged up?
Yes. Yes, it is. Got a problem with that, bitch?
Anyway, who we got in the chat room?
Your mom.
You know, I was gonna invite you up for Adrian's bachelor party next year. I'm still probably
I already invited him.
Yeah, so fuck you. I win.
I'm probably okay. That's fine. You'll still be there. Just hope you don't fall asleep anytime before the rest of us are.
It's all right. If you try to do anything to me, I will bite your dick off.
Wow.
If we knock him out enough, we could probably do anything we want with our dicks in his mouth. Just saying.
You better hope I don't figure out where all you sons of bitches live. That's all I'm saying.
It might be at my fucking house, asshole.
Then you may not live to see the morning.
Anyway, who we got in the chat room?
All right. Well, hey, we have a fucking tripod. It's the three of us in the chat room.
Goddamn right.
All right. We have PW Pop. I'm sure that would be Paul Jordan.
Probably.
Ball cup to him. We have Beam Eggs, a.k.a. Bean Bags, in the chat room. Ball
oh,
cup
wait.
To you.
I got music for Bean Bags.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
All right.
Wait for it.
Start.
Wait for it. There you go.
All right.
That's Beanbags music.
And we have a longtime listener finally back into the chat room with us, James Rodfather Markov. Welcome back, Rodfather. Ball cup to you.
I'm back, and I'm better than ever.
Oh, my God. I'm going to have to click on this now.
Uh-oh. What are you getting?
Whatever Adrian just posted. Oh. That's the Kyle Robinson sex party?
It is.
What?
Oh, you don't have, you're not in the chat room?
No, fucking, my computer's lucky if it operates Skype half the time.
It's hilarious. You're not seeing any of these pictures.
Oh, they're priceless. I'll share them with you.
See, I'm in the chat room, but I'm not seeing anything posted recently.
You probably need to reload. I had to.
I'll share that with Kyle on Facebook. I just send him a message of it.
Let's see. Beanbag says, you show up because you're dumb enough to show up.
Hey, most of the time I like these three sorry cocksuckers.
I know. If you only were on a good show.
Yeah.
You know what's I like at Beanbags? It's like, sweet, I have music. Thank you, guys. Our listeners like it when we give them music.
They do, usually.
Usually it's not good music.
No, usually it's not.
No. Just like... I've got Pickles music booted up, but he's not on. So.
Well, he asked for his own theme, and that's why he got that.
You don't ask for a theme. Anyway. Well, here's how the show normally works. I've got a whole list that I got to get through. Don't have one tonight because we have a pay-per-view tonight. So pay-per-view rules are there are no rules. We're just going to talk and talk and talk until we get bored, and we're going to call it a night. How's that sound, guys?
Sounds fantastic.
Uh-oh.
Looks like we lost you for a second.
Yeah. Sounds fantastic.
There we go.
Okay. And by the way, quick addition to the chat room, Papa Malacca.
Oh!
Cue up his music. Come on.
It's
there somewhere.
Here it is. Hold on.
There we go.
The one. Probably the most knowledgeable person on the network.
I don't know about that.
I think he's the most knowledgeable person on the network.
Paul might have him beat.
Alright.
Dude, if the two of them got together...
The oldest
God.
Guy on the network.
Okay, that might be true.
There we go. Right. The oldest guy on the network. Greg, snuffle up, I guess.
Yeah, buck up to you.
I need Kevin Critton on here to do his Greg impersonation.
Yeah.
That was hilarious.
That was pretty funny.
It sounded just like him, too. That was the best part. All right, let's see if we can't get it to like 300 hearts this show.
Okay.
Why don't we?
Okay. Let's do it.
Anyway, you guys ready to get in, jump into this then?
Absolutely.
Let's do it.
All right, let's see. Kyle, you got anything else?
Go fuck yourselves.
All right.
You know what I really like about this mixer is I can just go like this.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, he's not there anymore.
Oh.
But then he's back. So, anyway, Heath,
like
got anything
drunk
else?
Person.
Heath, you got anything else?
Nope, I am good.
Adrian?
I got this growth.
Ah.
Oh, jeez. Still with the growth.
WWE Payback 2015.
B-Mix. Always thought Classic was the oldest guy. He breathes like he is next to dead.
Wow.
Yeah. I think he's fucking younger than us.
Classic? I don't know how old he is. I know Sean, I think, is the oldest guy on Shooting from the Hip.
He is. I'm the youngest one on this show.
How old are you?
33.
God damn, man. Are me and Jake the youngest show on the network?
Probably.
Yeah. That's why your show sucks, because you don't know shit about the old school stuff.
I wouldn't say that. Their show sucks because Kyle's on it.
I was going to say because Greg's on it.
Why would...
Or not Greg. Fucking
what?
Jake.
I was going to say, wow.
I was like,
gonna lose somebody there.
Probably the best one to deal with. Goddamn.
I like Greg.
I like Greg more than I like most people.
Right.
Yeah, I've always
thought. And actually, I will say this. What I got to listen to the commentary, you guys did a bang-up job. Nice job, Kyle.
Thank you.
Not really. We're Greg. Really saying good job to Greg, but.
No. That was totally Greg. Like, all Greg.
I know.
If we do good, it's all Greg's fault.
If we do good, it's all Greg's fault.
Like, I will take no part in being blamed for the good part of the commentary.
All right. I think I was the only one to watch the pre-show matches.
Yeah, I was
busy. Yeah, I didn't even watch those.
Yeah, Rob probably has to.
Let me bring this up for you.
In 20 minutes.
So. R-Truth beat Stardust.
When the hell was that added? Like, I didn't even realize that was
I don't even know. I think it was just they did it.
I was just like, fuck
really?
It, this happened.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, let's throw this together.
Hold on. I've got something. I'm working on something for that match.
The match was maybe like 5 or 6 minutes.
Holla holla pre-show match.
Hold on. I'm working on something.
Uh-oh.
Just talk about that for, you know, just.
Jason, there's really not much more to say about this.
God damn it. I can't find my fucking snoring sound effect.
Okay. Then don't worry about it. It's fine. Moving on.
Apparently it was that much of a snooze fest that we.
The Ascension fought the Meta Powers.
Not the Mega Powers.
The Meta Powers.
The Meta Powers. It was hilarious.
I wish
I could have seen
dude,
it.
Dude, the Axel entrance was hilarious. With the fake facial hair and everything.
Oh, he looked just like Hogan. If you squinted
yeah,
and didn't stare at the TV.
I did see the pictures. That looked funny.
Yeah. Like I said, I wish I could have seen that one.
How bad would it have sucked if you were running late for the show? You get into the arena. You don't quite make it to your seat yet, but you can hear what's going on. And you hear Hogan's music playing. And then you start marking out in the fucking concourse area. And then all of a sudden you run out there. Yeah, yeah, it's a fucking... what the fuck is this? How bad would that suck?
It would suck pretty bad.
Yeah, we don't have you again.
Okay, now?
Yeah, we got okay. You now.
But would you have marked out because don't you realize that I mean, what that's going on?
Oh, I don't know.
I think it'd still be cool to kind of just mark out just for the hell of it. Kind of help get the crowd.
Oh, here
going.
We go.
Just for shits and giggles.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, that's about, I'm 30 minutes late now.
Yeah.
Okay.
That joke is no longer funny. You suck.
Why don't you get a spoon so you can eat my ass?
Wow.
Moving on. Anyway, it was.
I don't understand.
Fuck.
I don't really understand why they had the Meta Powers lose.
I don't know. It was funny.
It was an enjoyable little match. It was a pre-show match.
It was probably one of the better pre-show matches that I looked forward to.
One of the better non-title pre-show matches.
Okay. Yeah. Kyle, you there with us still?
Yeah, what the fuck just happened?
I don't know. Everything's running fine on my end.
You fucking were breaking up like a goddamn robot.
Maybe it's got something to do with your shitty internet service.
It's just Skype. It happens to me sometimes when I'm at home, too.
Okay.
It happens to me and Jake on occasion, but it doesn't happen like that.
Yeah.
Damn.
Anyway, so the Meta Powers, not Mega Powers, but the Meta Powers.
Losers, the Ascension wins.
Macho Mandow and Axelmania lost to the Ascension.
Yes.
Yeah, no shit, right?
Yeah. Whatever. Moving on. To the actual card.
That's right.
Adrian, I heard you found out that you did not realize that Dean Ambrose was fucking Renee Young.
I did not, no. Until
where the hell have you been?
How did you?
I just didn't know it. I don't follow the dirt sheets all that much. I did not go to the Dave Metzler School of Reporting, and if I had, I might know that.
You probably would.
But opening match, Dolph Ziggler versus Sheamus. It was actually pretty good. You just missed most of it.
Yeah, it was a decent match, what I saw.
And Ziggler got fucked up.
Well, he headbutted Sheamus's mohawk, and that cut him open.
Oh, okay. Makes sense.
My problem with this was, really, we need to see Sheamus and Ziggler fucking again.
The match was good. I don't like the fact that Sheamus
won. I don't care. You can have steak every night for a fucking month. Probably by night 10, you're going to get fucking tired of it. Same thing. Yeah. Steak's fucking good. I'm not saying it was a terrible match. You're going to fucking get tired of it.
Ziggler Sheamus is Cena Orton 2013. Yeah.
Okay, I can see that.
The matches themselves were usually pretty good, but, I mean, after the 17th time, it's like, I'm kind of
over
this.
Can we go on to something else?
But I will say this. I thought the two, I mean, excellent match. I just hope that this feud's done. And I will, let me actually say this. I hate Dolph Ziggler's new ring attire.
It looks retarded.
It looks like he's trying to be like, actually, it looks like he's
It looks like Bret Michaels.
Yeah, that's kind of what it is, yeah.
For those of you that don't know who Bret Michaels is, he was in a band called Poison in the 80s.
If you're referencing me, Sunshine, I know exactly who Bret Michaels is.
Just checking, dickhead.
Kyle's mom was a roadie slash tour bus slut.
Let's just say that
slash cum dumpster.
Roadie,
yeah.
If she was a cum dumpster, I'd hope I have a lot more money coming to me when she dies.
Yeah, unfortunately, she got knocked up by the drummer, so sorry.
My dad was a drummer for a rock band. I'm cool with that shit. Like, I don't see the problem here.
Also explains why Kyle's a few step feet short, because drummers.
Hey, fuck you, asshole.
What'd you say?
He said that explains why Kyle's a couple steps short, because, you know, drummers are really slow, and blah, blah, blah. I was a fucking drummer, you asshole.
That explains a lot.
Hey, fuck you, too.
Even Kyle knows. And he's the son of a drummer.
No, I'm a son of... Never mind.
Anyway.
Moving on. I
fucking hate you guys sometimes. Anyway.
You need to get laid, sir.
Yeah.
I did last night.
Oh.
Then why the fuck are you so pissy?
I'm not.
You're a little pissy.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Did you reach around once you grew up to you? Like, I
no,
make sure
I'm not feeling okay.
Did you take your Midol?
It.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Which one of you got off first?
The headphones have come off. The headphones have come off.
Adrian, buddy. 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 Not I'm gonna choke you with your headphones.
I just got slapped in the head by a dick.
I'm so glad that I'm down here and you're not.
Why would you do that?
What did he do?
Hold on, I'm trying to get it back in my pants.
All right.
Oh, God.
God. Hey, did I tell you how I figured out how to make my dick a foot and a half long?
God.
I fold it in half. Hey-oh.
Oh.
Anyway.
You know, just like Triple H, you know, he knows a guy that's just, like, hung all the way down to here.
Rodfather, this show's already better than last week's. Well, we didn't do a show last week, so yeah, I guess it is.
Definitely is.
Oh, yeah, we apologize for that.
I don't fucking apologize. Fuck it.
Oh, that's right. We're unapologetic, uncensored, and something else.
Like, how many hearts do you want, Jason?
We're almost. Well, I said 300. We're at 233.
Hey, we're making sure it happens.
Okay, let's increase this to 500 because we're only 23.
We
want to
be the
show.
Most hearted show on the network.
We usually are.
I think we usually are. Just saying.
Okay.
And Heath loves the mow up his ass. Wow.
What the hell is that?
Didn't you? You missed him, didn't you? You missed him.
What?
I think he means the Mohawk.
Yeah.
Oh.
You missed the Rodfather, didn't you?
What was
he always tried to stir the pot, you know?
Oh, hold on. Your winner. The Red Rooster from the Dark Side. Sheamus.
Evil Red Rooster.
Not a big fan of this music.
I like it.
I like it.
Better than his old music, though?
I don't like it better than his old music, but I like it for a heel. I like the old music for a face Sheamus, but I like this better for heel Sheamus.
Eh.
I like this better than I like his old music, actually.
See, I like this old music better.
See, here's my thing. If he didn't actually spike his hair into a mohawk and just, you know, had it slicked back like he did, you know, for having the hat on the other week.
I think if he just had
the
flat top like
bad.
Before, it would be okay. That's
yeah.
So, Heath, can I be honest with you?
What?
Remember a few weeks ago when we had a sponsor and it ripped on you hardcore? It was the Rodfather.
It figures.
I've been talking to him for, I don't know, about a month or so now. Okay. Got back in touch with him and, you know.
Yeah.
So.
He actually doesn't need to just dye his eyebrows there, Rodfather.
He
needs to dye his whole skin.
When he was on Raw on Monday, what happened to his mohawk? It wasn't there.
It looked like he wore a bicycle helmet for like 14 fucking hours.
It did. Maybe he took the Kyle Robinson motorcycle driving class. Here's how to drive in a hover around.
Hey, don't forget, I can't drive a motorcycle.
Don't forget to wear your helmets. Meep, meep. Meep, meep.
He would have to get one of those like reinforced motorcycles with like the frame for the 600-plus pound people.
No.
The fuck, son?
Seamus wouldn't need the Kyle Robinson package.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, he wouldn't.
It's just like, hey, back in school for Kyle. Kyle, quit playing your pecker. What's 2 plus 2? Thomas Jefferson, sucka.
No. Okay, maybe. I sucked at math, man. I didn't do great with math. I ain't gonna lie.
We are four hearts of three hearts.
That's why Kyle is a writer, and I'm making air quotes with my fingers.
Yes.
Bitch, what do you do?
I work for a living.
Hey, I just hit 300.
Yep, and I had the 300th heart.
Yay! Okay, so
I can tell you what I don't do, and that's cook fries.
You used to at Captain D's.
Yeah, bitch.
Yeah. Oh. You know what? I was in high school, Kyle. How old are you now?
Way older than I should be, let's be honest.
Wow. Okay, time to move on, I guess.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, beanbags is... Oh, he's done with the... I thought he was leaving.
No, he's just done with the hearts.
Oh, okay. I'll take the 300 hearts and the 27 minutes we've been online. Anyway.
What the hell is all this heart shit?
It's like likes. The more likes you get, the higher up you are on Mixler's homepage.
Right,
while you're
so
on air.
We keep hearting the show because it pumps up the network on the homepage, so it means more people see it.
Exactly.
Can you just keep hearting?
Yeah. It refreshes about 6 seconds. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. So we're trying to, you know, we're 316, so we're going to try to see how high up we can get. All right, moving on. Next up was the tag team match between New Day, Mark Jones, Idols, and...
Racist prick.
What? He likes them. He really likes them.
Yeah, he is a fan.
He is. Goddamn.
What?
He's a fan. Ku Klux Kyle.
Okay.
All right. Anyway. New Day against Kid and Cesaro.
2 out of 3 falls match.
Yes, I forgot it was 2 out of 3 falls match when it started. They picked up the... first off, it was a good match. It was pretty well what I expected. It's not... I mean, it's starting to get overdone, but it's not Sheamus Ziggler overdone. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and they got to do something with the Usos out. And
Kyle, the Rodfather wants to know if you'll sign his white sheets.
I will. With a red pen.
There you go.
Wow. Anyway, they got to do something with the Usos being hurt. Their tag team division is still not good.
I think their tag division is pretty fine, actually fine right now.
Okay, you've got Kid and Cesaro, and you've got New Day.
Okay.
And the Ascension.
And
the Ascension.
And
I
the
could
Lucha Dragons.
The okay, with the Lucha Dragons, yes.
And you have Rowan and Harper back together.
I haven't seen them on TV yet.
They were on TV last week, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were on Monday or on Raw.
Whoa. I'm not even going to say that.
Nope.
What?
I can't.
We are not repeating that on air.
Kyle hates Nigers.
Okay. No, I don't hate Nigers.
Believe it at that.
Oh, anyway, moving on.
Wow.
No, I don't think they have a good tag team division, man. I just don't. It's lacking.
They don't have
also,
enough,
prime
they don't
time
have
players.
But what the fuck have the primetime players done?
They're just backstage cutting promos, which, don't get me wrong, they're hilarious. I enjoy the promos. But they're not really contributing to the tag team division.
No. They've got a lot of possibilities in the tag team division.
Yeah, it's just not
They don't have
great.
A lot of flavor, though.
I don't know. I think it's a solid five teams that are strong. Five good teams right now.
Give us, you know, I think it would have been better if the Meta Powers would have won.
I agree, because yeah. I think they're... Or at least better talents than the Ascension.
Angry Aborigines running to Kyle's bum? Question mark.
What?
Ah, Rodfather's having some fun. Anyway,
see, I like the Ascension. I don't know why the hell everyone hates on the Ascension.
I like the Ascension in NXT.
I don't think that the gimmick translates all that well to the main roster.
No,
no. It was the conversation we had when the Ascension first came up. We had this discussion on air. Just because you're a success in NXT, that doesn't guarantee anything. Once you get to the main roster. Look at Adam Rose. Adam Rose was over in NXT, and he's just kind of like, eh. He was cool the first
month.
Or two.
Yeah.
Fandango was cool the first month or two.
No, it wasn't. I didn't. I never liked fucking Fandango.
Everyone liked Fandango.
I mean, there's a... I don't know.
Anyway, back to this match at hand. So, two out of three falls match. It was a great match. The first fall saw Kid and Cesaro pick up the win. And I was like, fucking right, dude, tag champs. Why aren't they getting excited? Ah, shit, it's two out of three falls. God damn it.
Yeah, Jason got really excited for nothing there.
Hold on a second. Here, correct me if I'm wrong.
You're wrong. Kyle, will you be the prom queen of D block? At least Heath has the C block.
A cock block? I believe that.
Anyway, what's your question?
Did they not fuck up? Because I could have swore they did two falls and only counted one of them. Because I was watching the match doing the commentary, and I even stopped and was like, wait a fucking second. Isn't that the second fall? And Greg swore that it wasn't when the new or when Tyson and Kid won. Because I could have swore the New Day won a fall before that.
No, they only won the one fall I saw.
Tyson, Kidd, and Cesaro won the first fall, and then New Day won two straight.
I could have swore there was a fall there that they didn't.
But there were some shenanigans.
There were some shenanigans.
Because the referee might as well have been Kyle Robinson for this match because he can't tell black people apart.
I fucking knew you were going to say that.
Rodfather, be safe tonight, buddy. Thanks for showing up. Hopefully we'll have you back next week.
Absolutely.
So. Go away.
Well, we'll just pause the show. Rodfather, just give me a call when you get to work. We'll just pause the show. We'll sit here.
No, we won't.
In awkward silence.
I don't know about awkward, dude.
And think about days gone by.
As days go by.
All right, no.
Thanks.
Well, we could sit here until it gets to work and just rip on Kyle.
No.
We can make that an entire show. You realize that, right?
We could, but
Heath loves it when Kyle is on.
I want to get home before one.
Hey,
we love you too, Rodfather. Anyway, so go ahead. Some shenanigans. Referee can't tell all black people look the same according
because, to referee. Because Xavier Woods tosses Kofi Kingston out of the ring and then takes his spot to cover to pin the other guy because Kofi was pretty much knocked out.
And your winners.
It's a new day. Yes, it is. New day sucks.
I like the new day. Sucks. Why? Because I'm a quarter black, but...
How are you a quarter black?
Because my wallet's empty.
Oh.
That was good.
Oh, my God.
That was really good, actually.
And I also enjoy fried chicken and grape soda, so, I mean, that's...
Oh, God, the views of Adrian Masters do not necessarily represent
Does
those
that
of the
mean
R.
I'm
R. Black, because
I like watermelon and grape soda.
Possibly, Kyle.
So what's it mean if I hate watermelon and grape soda?
It means
you are way too communist. You should move to Russia and be friends with Rusev.
Do you like orange soda?
No.
Do you like fried chicken?
I love fried chicken.
All right, shut the fuck up.
And I got a huge dick.
Hands.
So, I mean, fried chicken, huge dick.
Whoa.
Your wife thought it was huge, too.
Actually, dude, what she told me was definitely not that. Just saying.
What? We can't hear you. Kyle? Kyle, you still there? Oh, God. Just fucking with you. Not really. Anyway.
Next
like,
match.
Kyle's like, God damn it, what happened?
I'm so pissed off right now. This is bullshit, man.
Wait, do we have Kevin on here? Oh, no. That's got to be Richard.
No, Kevin did well with the trivia challenge.
Richard kind of talks like this, and he's just kind of really dry and monotone, and I can't, but I write, but I don't really write.
Is that a bad fucking...
That's Richard.
...man impersonation?
That's Richard.
That's not very good either. It's all right, but...
It was quickly turning more into a bad impersonation of our friend Jordan.
I'm not gonna do impersonations of people at network because I don't know how many of them listen and don't listen to our stupid show.
I think Richard listens to our show, but...
I have no offensive nature. I don't give a fuck. We went over this earlier.
And it's just like when we give you a theme song, it's not a bad thing. It's an honor.
Exactly.
Except for me, which
I can do a pretty good Kyle Robinson.
Oh, let me hear that. No, that's his mom.
Oh, my bad. Sorry.
You're wrong.
Oh, no.
Scree. Suey. Suey.
Oh my God!
Why the hell did you make her sound like Mrs. or make it sound like Mrs. Doubtfire?
That's just what he does. That's how he sounds normally.
Yeah, he'll walk in the room. Hello.
What the fuck?
It's kind of creepy.
Dude, I would be afraid to see that in the dark. I'd be like, I'm going to shoot you.
I've seen it in the dark. It is scary.
I'd be like, your ass needs to go to an asylum, sir.
Can we move on for a weekend and get this over with? All right, next match, I'm not going to lie. I didn't really pay much attention to it at all because...
What were we talking about, Adrian?
We're talking about my upcoming wedding next year and my bachelor party and planning stuff out.
So, not going to lie, I didn't pay attention to the Bray Wyatt... Ryback match.
So Kyle, can you give us the Sanjeev commentary?
All I know is Ryback flew.
Yeah, Ryback did a pretty awesome dive on the top
so
rope.
So apparently Heath watched the match because Heath doesn't give a shit.
I think that move was at one time called the Pepsi Plunge.
It might have been. Now Heath doesn't give a shit about your wedding, obviously, since he actually watched the match instead of being involved in your wedding.
Right.
Good job making him a groomsman. But go ahead, Heath, since you were too busy paying attention to the pay-per-view and not our best friend's wedding. Go ahead.
I'm not going to lie, Jason. I had to pick somebody, and I just thought he'd be a better option than, well, never mind.
Aw, that hurts.
Thanks.
We'll go with Kyle. I thought he was a better option than Kyle.
Oh, okay, good.
Gee, thanks.
I'm glad I wasn't even in the running. Go fuck yourself.
Do you see that big pile of shit in the litter box?
Yeah.
That would have been a better option than Kyle.
That's not true.
Actually, I don't know. I don't like you enough to drive to St. Louis to hang out for pay-per-views. What the fuck makes you think I'd go to your wedding?
That's exactly why I wasn't planning on inviting you.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was actually a decent back and forth between the two of them.
Could have come up for tonight.
As far as Wyatt and Ryback. They actually did pretty good going off of each other.
Believe it or not, it showed that Bray Wyatt could go in the ring with somebody who's not that good.
Yeah, and make him actually
Ryback
look decent.
Is better than people give him credit for.
Oh yeah, he is. He did a bullfrog splash.
Yeah, that's it. Wasn't a frog splash. It was a bullfrog splash.
So I mean, he did all right, but at the same time, it's like, well, you know,
equate that frog splash to Kyle and the Speedo. Just because you can do it, you can fit in it, doesn't mean you should do it.
Well, it was kind of like Greg said. Greg had a point. Greg said if you look at his facial expressions, he kind of looks after he pushes Wyatt down and looks down and looks back around and is like, well, fuck, I'm already up here. What do I do now?
Yeah, I'm going to have to rewatch this match, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
Like, it was a lot better than I expected it to be. I'm glad Wyatt won, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think Wyatt needed the win after the loss to Taker at WrestleMania.
There was a spot, too, which I thought was ironic because I called it, where Wyatt DDTs him onto the apron, and Ryback rolls onto the floor, so Wyatt gets onto the apron and does this flying senton splash onto him, onto Ryback, and Ryback is selling the fuck out of this, and I told Greg, I'm like, either he's gotten really good at selling moves or he broke a rib. 2.5 hours later, it breaks that he possibly broke a rib in that match during
there
that
you go.
Spot. I was like, I fucking knew it.
Well, it's easy to sell when it's legit.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Your winner.
Thank God.
I always love this song. Damn.
I just like Wyatt.
Yeah. He's the bad guy you just love.
Yes.
Wait for it. Wait for it.
Catching flies in your smile.
I don't know the words yet. All right, moving on.
Hey, fun fact. Did you realize...
Don't give a shit about your fun fact.
Aw, that hurts
me.
Well,
I do.
Ugh, you would.
Did you know that they actually used that song for almost... a month and a half before the guy who wrote it and performed it even knew.
Yes.
Yes. That we did know.
I did not know you knew that. Most people don't know that.
We talked about that on the show, too.
Yes, we did.
I don't listen to you guys when I'm not here. I'm not going to lie.
You were on the show when we talked about it last time.
Yeah.
Dude, you're lucky I remember the last conversation we had.
That's
not
surprising.
Shit that happened a year ago.
I forget. You lived under power lines. It happens. It's not a big deal.
Dude, Dude, I would be lucky. Like, I have a thing on our wall that tells me when my wedding day is. I didn't have that, I'd probably fucking forget it.
Did you eat paint chips as a kid?
No, I was just have a really, really bad memory.
Okay.
Remember, he had brain surgery. And they found out he didn't have one, so...
Next match was...
I don't know.
Jesus versus God.
I know, it was Rusev versus Cena, but you were close.
It really kind of was close to Jesus versus God. Greg says, put down the weed.
Dude, I wasn't smoking in the fucking show with you. What makes you think I'd smoke with these three assholes? Wait, never mind. I know.
That's hurtful.
Greg said, what a waste of time. I'm assuming he was talking about the Ryback.
Yeah, the whole Ryback fact.
The Ryback. The Ryback Wyatt match. I think that's what he was referring to.
I thought he liked it. I might be wrong.
I don't know. He's like, ugh, what a waste of time. I don't know what he was referring to there.
He just doesn't like me anymore now that we're not doing the fucking show together.
Yeah, he doesn't have to pretend to like you anymore.
Exactly.
Hell, I almost need a drink to do this show. No. It was in reference to your Kyle's Did You Know.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, what a waste of time. It probably was.
Yeah.
Or it definitely was. Moving on. Jesus versus God. Rusev against Cena.
Rusev was playing the part of Jesus. Cena was playing the part of God.
In an I Quit match.
Man, we're going to get struck by lightning here.
And they made sure that they said, it's like, okay, the wrestler has to say, I quit.
No more Steve Austin pussing out bullshit.
Yeah, you can't just lose because you pass out like a pussy, Austin.
All right.
I got to admit.
Did you just call Austin a pussy?
Yes, I did.
Stone Cold, you can...
you want to come out here and call me out on it, Steve Austin? I'm right here, bitch. I'm at 316. Who gives a fuck street?
So I'm totally going
to... I'm calling Steve Austin out right now.
That shit happens, I will come to your house. You can bet your ass on that one.
We'd all be marking out because it's like, holy shit.
I could see him.
Stone Cold is here to give you the stunner.
Too bad I can't do an Austin. I'd be like, God damn, this boy in Missouri is fucking talking shit on me.
That was no.
Oh, God.
Moving on. No, still in this match. Anyway, so you can't post out like Austin did and just pass out to lose the match.
Exactly.
You have to say the words, I quit.
Exactly.
Or something along the lines of that. I don't know what the fuck Rusev
said. What he said was, semen goes here, like multiple times in Russian.
Semen go on my back. Semen go on my back.
Well, he thought he was saying Cena, but not, it was semen is what he was saying. It was,
because
Cena doesn't translate to Russian, but semen does.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised.
Anyway.
Yes, anyway.
This match, they beat the fuck out of each other.
They did.
I
was impressed.
It.
I can't recall the last time I thoroughly enjoyed a John Cena match.
I can. WrestleMania, when he fought Rusev last time.
Did I enjoy that much?
Yeah.
Really?
And you actually liked their match at Payback, too. Or not Payback, not Extreme Rules. The one from No Way Out or whatever. Fastlane.
Oh, God. But I like that because Cena lost.
Yeah, but it was a good match. You enjoyed the match.
Did I?
Yeah.
How do you not like the matches he did for the U.S. Open Challenge?
I think the match he did last week against Neville was a fantastic match.
Okay, well, I said thoroughly enjoyed, okay? I didn't say he was putting on shit fests, but I don't normally...
The match he did with Zayn was awesome.
Yeah, it was.
No, I didn't fucking watch that match.
Well, you're a dipshit.
You should have.
I understand that now, but I didn't fucking watch Raw that week because I didn't want to fucking watch it.
Okay.
Okay.
So, anyway, okay, let me rephrase what I was saying. The last time I thoroughly enjoyed a Cena beat the shit out of someone fest.
Wasn't just a Cena beat. This was a they beat the shit out of
each
other.
Oh, I know. That's what I mean. You were saying, though, they beat the shit out of each other?
Oh, God. Yeah, they definitely did. I mean, I can't even name all the spots in this match.
There was a fuckload of them.
Let's see. There was Rusev getting speared through the fucking barricades.
That was
Alabama
spear,
slam.
Sir.
That's what I said. I said a spear.
You know, he didn't spear him. He, like, ran at him and turned and rammed his back into him.
No. They were dick to dick.
I don't think so.
Close enough.
You and Kyle would know about being dick to dick. Kyle laughed. He thought it was funny, too.
I'm waiting for him to mustard save you again.
I know.
It's not worth it. I mean, it's hard. It's like a fucking thing I got to reel up.
It's kind of confined space down here.
You got to reel that shit up.
I do. It's like a fucking hose thing on the side of your house. Hey, we're 400 hearts. And
now we're 400 hearts. Bam. 400.
No, we're 401 now.
I'm at 400.
I'm at 402.
You fat bastards.
How do we have different heart counts?
I have no fucking clue. Anyway, not important. I don't know what the fuck I was going to say. Oh, mushroom steam. Yeah, I'm not going to do that right now.
Anyway, back to this match.
Back to this match.
Yeah.
You had the Alabama Slam on the concrete or through a table onto the concrete.
Yeah,
you
it was Rusev gave Cena the Alabama Slam on a table through the on the concrete.
You had the barricade. You had the worst spot I've ever seen in my entire life on there as well.
The pyro.
God, that was fucking ridiculous. Yeah. That was stupid.
That was the only problem I had with this match.
Well, you could see the mat when he got slammed on it for one. Two, he rolled.
Oh, I didn't see the mat.
Oh, it was clear as day. You could see the mat. And when the cameraman ran up to Rusev, they didn't quite miss the mat. You could still see the mat. So it wasn't good. Not to mention when he hit, he rolled to his left away from the pyro when it went off.
Yeah.
Well, like Cena tried to sell it because he looked at him and was like, shit, that's not supposed to happen. But whenever Rusev rolled out, you could tell that there was nothing wrong with him because he didn't even have any fucking marks on him.
Yeah.
It would have been cool if they would have had some sparklers or something on there to at least give his skin a little pinkish, you know.
Right.
But
tint.
Apparently they don't want to set the performers on fire.
Undertaker.
I don't know.
I've seen that happen.
But the long and the short of this match is Cena ends up putting the STF on Rusev with the ring ropes?
Using the ring ropes, yes. Man, I thought there was going to be something really cool to use with that. I'm like, holy shit, Rusev is going to beat the shit out of him with the ring rope.
Yeah, I know.
That's what I thought.
But Cena gets him in the STF. Rusev starts saying a bunch of stuff in Russian that nobody understands.
Bulgarian.
In Bulgarian.
Oh, sorry. Bulgarian. And Lana says, oh, he just said I quit.
He says he quit. He says he quit. You're a winner and still U.S. champ.
Juan Cena.
John, I'm fucking Nikki Bella Cena.
Lucky bastard.
Yeah.
She did sing to him on the toilet.
Yeah, yes, she did. I was going to talk about that. Cena sucks. John Cena sucks. Anyway.
You guys harmonize well together. I'll give you that.
Speaking of this, my crapper match of the night was next.
Well, speaking of crappers, have you guys seen the video of Nikki Bella doing the dub smash thing and John Cena's in the background sitting on the toilet while she's singing Let It Go?
I thought she was singing to his poo. Just let him go. Let him go.
Oh, my God.
Don't want to have this shit anymore.
But you got to admit, Cena actually kind of played up to her singing on that as well.
I haven't.
His facial expressions were like, oh, my God. They're in it together.
It was a funny fucking video. Anyway, moving on. Adrian's poop match of the night.
The Bellas versus Naomi and Tamina.
Let's just skip this one here. Your winner. Your winners. What?
The Bellas are terrible as being faces. And I don't like really Naomi or Tamina very much.
Yeah. I was okay. I'm like, oh, it's going to be Naomi against Nikki Bella for the title. Okay. Wait, it's a fucking tag team? Oh, this is stupid. Not to mention her song's fucking stupid. Fucking hate that music.
It's your general rap crap.
Yeah, exactly.
Pretty
much.
Yeah.
Next was the match that I forgot was on the card.
The man that gravity forgot, the opposite of Owen Hart. Oh, God, now I got to apologize.
Because
someone took it out of context and blah, blah, blah.
Martha Hart got all pissed off like a dumb twat.
Yeah.
Fucking bitch.
Yeah, gravity definitely didn't forget Owen Hart. It definitely pulled him down.
Oh,
wow.
Now we're going to get sued by Martha Hart. Thanks a lot, asshole.
Martha Hart can suck my nuts.
He'd be all right with that.
I'm calling out Martha Hart, too. Matter of fact, get her and Austin's show up at the same time. I want both their candy asses.
Just hope they're not in a plane together.
Yeah, let's hope. Well, then no, maybe the gravity won't forget her plane either.
Oh, God.
Oh, we're all going to hell. Or at least.
Only Adrian is.
Oh, only Adrian. I'm okay with that.
Still a one. Yep, still a nugget.
What the fuck?
We're just kind of sitting back on this one.
I mean, continue. Go ahead. I mean, I'll hang out here. I'm good.
I'm good now. I've got out of my system.
You sure?
Yeah.
100% positive.
I think I got the name for this week's episode.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
I'm scared to ask.
The podcast that Gravity forgot.
Oh. Yes.
No, the podcast Gravity didn't forget.
Yeah, the show Gravity didn't forget.
Anyway.
You want to take it a step further?
I'm just, I mean, at this point in time, I think I've lost control of the show.
Neville wins by count out pretty much because, hey, we're going to see these guys fight in an elimination here probably next month.
Yes.
Or, I'm sorry, in 2 weeks.
I was going to say, how long?
In 2 weeks.
Yeah. So, anyway, yeah, Neville beats Barrett, King Barrett via count out. Good match, but yeah.
Yeah, it was solid. I like the German suplex on Barrett by Neville. That was
the stalling German suplex.
That's a vicious looking move.
Apparently, I missed that spot.
He picks them up on the German suplex and he holds them up like.
Yeah.
Then he drops them back on their head.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Holds them up like he's trying to stick it in their butt or something.
Why is it always got to go in the ass, Kyle?
Because that's where Kyle likes to put it.
Okay, good. And on to your main event of the evening.
Darn, darn, darn.
Yeah, he likes to stick it in his ass.
I'm going to say best Fatal 4-Way match I've seen
in
quite some
time. Yeah.
It was fucking amazing.
So the last one I saw that I thought was maybe a little bit better than this was it was a pay-per-view. I think it was 2006. It was John Cena versus Shawn Michaels versus Randy Orton versus Edge.
Oh, Jesus. All right. That was a good one.
Where John Cena won because Shawn Michaels super kicked him and he fell back on top of somebody
yep.
else.
This was a good match.
This was a solid match for sure.
Kyle, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Yeah, this was a, fuck. I just lost my train of thought.
Did that crowd mark out for that Shield reunion for the split second that.
Oh my God. When they set up Orton for the triple powerbomb.
Yeah.
That was hilarious. First off, leading up to that, it was pretty, up to that point, it was pretty well what I expected. It was a lot of...
outside interference with Kane and the Stooges.
Yep.
It was a lot of Ambrose and Roman Reigns running the show, really.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, they double-teamed good old Seth for a little bit.
Seth was like, yeah, we got this. And like Roman Reigns and Ambrose just turned to look at him like,
what the
nope.
fuck are you doing?
You don't.
They
got
started
this.
Laughing the crazy hysterical laugh.
Yeah, I know.
And then they were like, "The fuck!"
And then
they
Seth Rollins
Kane
was like,
and
"Shit!"
And Rollins, and they look around. They see everybody else is down. They're like,
"Well, nothing else to do. We might
loser
as well.
Buys the beers."
That was exchange. That exchange was fucking great.
I know.
It
well,
was.
Let's do this. Loser buys the beers.
I was okay with anybody walking out of this match as champion.
Yes.
Yeah, I can agree. I can agree on that one.
None of them seemed forced.
No.
I wanted Ambrose, but
I was 70% sure Rollins is going to retain in this match, and then I was about 10% the other three could have won.
Yeah, there's a possibility any of them could have walked out, but I was more in favor of Rollins retaining. It didn't make sense for him to lose the title yet.
Yet.
However, before the year's up, that belt's going to be around Ambrose.
I totally agree.
I think before the year's up, well, I hope not, but I could see it, the fucking putting it back on Brock Lesnar for some stupid goddamn reason.
I hope not.
Yeah, please no.
You know, watching Raw on Monday, it's been so long since I've seen the Intercontinental title. I thought Brock Lesnar had it.
Wow. What a
yeah.
dick.
Anyway, your winner and still world heavyweight champion, Seth. I tweet naked pictures of my cock, Rollins. All right.
Overall, I would say it's a pretty solid show.
Yeah.
I'll give it a 7 out of 10.
If we would have done our pre-show last week, I probably would have went in with low expectations as always. This was pleasant. I'll give it a 6.5.
Okay.
I also give this a 7.
Solid. I think the performances all around were outstanding for the most part. I didn't really care for the women's match at all. And Ziggler versus Sheamus, I thought, was just a little bit like I've seen it one too many times at this point.
Yeah.
It feels like Reigns and Big Show.
Yeah.
Cena Orton. Yeah. I like to refer to it as Cena Orton.
Yeah. That's a probably better one because they're better workers.
They weren't bad. It was just.
I've seen this all 100 times.
Yeah. Kyle.
I said it on the
well, I wasn't fucking listening because you guys were like 30 seconds ahead.
But I'd say probably I gave it an 8.
Wow, someone's being generous with the numbers. Good thing we don't count his anyway.
Well, you never do, so it's okay.
Yeah, I know.
Heath, what do you think?
From a performance level, it was great. It was a good show all the way around. But I mean, I see your guys' point on some of the situation.
All right, moving on.
All right, I got mine.
What's yours, Adrian?
Mine is Dolph Ziggler's ring attire. It looks like he borrowed Zack Ryder's like outfit he wasn't allowed to wear to the ring and started wearing it. It's bad. That is the worst. Can you agree that's the worst ring attire right now?
It's pretty bad. No, I got to say Sheamus with the fucking braided beard mohawk is probably...
Maybe that was the match for the worst ring attire.
I think it was. My what stinks. Really, we got fucking Payback. 2 weeks later, we've got Elimination Chamber. 2 weeks later, we got Money in the Bank. Really, guys? You're going to make us do this shit 3 weeks out of five or some shit like that? Really, guys? Come on. This is unfucking called for.
But like it's been said, I mean, the
I don't
Elimination
give a
Chamber
ass.
Is not technically a pay-per-view.
It's, it's a pay-per-view. You can fucking order it through traditional pay-per-view means.
No, you can't.
No, you can't. Actually, it's just on the network.
This is a network,
network
only. Exclusive.
No, you guys. The story came out last week that you can order this. They are in touch with pay-per-view providers to order this. It's a fucking pay-per-view.
Wow.
I'll find the story.
Okay, well, when they first announced on Raw, they said network exclusive.
And then Tuesday it came out that they were going to be ordered.
Again, I don't read the stupid dirt sheets.
I never saw that.
I never saw the story either, actually.
I'll find it.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll send it your way. But anyway, still.
Yeah. But yeah,
I don't care
that we're having so many in a row like that, I can agree on that one.
It's a goddamn pay-per-view.
I'm not going to agree with you.
It's a goddamn pay-per-view.
I'm not going to agree with you, Jason.
Three fucking pay-per-views in this shorter time?
Let me break it down for you. It gives us something to talk about. It gives us show material.
For the next few weeks.
But what if we
don't have to come up with, like, dumb shit to talk about, at least. We have, like, actual stuff we can talk about.
Or invite me to the show.
And invite Kyle to the show to make fun of him. Because he's already doing the commentary with Greg, so it works out.
Heath, it's fucking stupid is all I'm saying. It's fucking dumb.
Yeah, my what stinks is just the Divas match. I mean, it was like, really?
And I still hate fucking Naomi's shoes.
Dude, your fiance wants those for wedding shoes.
Well, she can find someone else to get married to then.
Oh!
Wow!
You had to do that right when he was taking a drink.
I almost had you spitting that, damn it.
You wow!
I almost had it too. God damn it!
I'll tell her you said that.
You probably shouldn't.
Right about the 58, almost 59 minute mark. Remind me to tell her that.
Okay.
All right. Kyle, you're what stinks.
Daniel Bryan on Raw. I hate the fact that he might be done.
Oh yeah, I guess we should probably talk about that. Forgot all about that.
It sucks because he's a fantastic wrestler, and Greg said it when we were doing the commentary. If he is done, and there was a lot more shit for people to see that they never got the chance to.
Yeah.
So that sucks. Really.
That matches up with beanbags. What stinks? Injuries.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I wouldn't say that's really a what stinks. That's just a what sucks. Because at least the way he laid down the title, he did it with dignity.
Well, yeah,
and did it with
agree.
Respect. You know, so I mean that's the good part of it. You know,
he died with dignity.
No, that was on heart.
All right, next segment.
Hold on, I'm reading some breaking news here.
Is it actually breaking news?
It could be possibly. Hold on, I'm reading.
Okay,
talk amongst yourselves. Here, hold on.
What is the breaking news?
I don't know. I got a link sent to me. Hold on. Just fucking do this while all I'm right. reading the story.
Okay. Can you dig it? All Dean right. Ambrose is your next Money in the Bank briefcase holder.
I can dig it.
I can dig that.
Rollins will be looking over his shoulder forever with Dean Ambrose with the Money in the Bank case.
Yes, oh, he would.
Yeah, that'd be fucking great.
Oh, my God.
My prediction or how that's going to end up playing out even is whenever Brock Lesnar's suspension's lifted and he finally gets his hands on Rollins, there will be Dean Ambrose with the case.
Yep. That would not surprise me.
That would be awesome.
And by the way, we hit 500 hearts.
Yay.
Oh, yeah.
What's the goal?
Whatever we can get it up to.
The goal was, well, originally was 300, then we made it 500.
So you guys on board with it? Dean Ambrose, next Money in the Bank holder?
Absolutely.
Next what? Money in the Bank holder?
Yes.
I can dig that.
Kyle, do you got something we can dig?
Jason Heath finally, or not Jason Heath. God damn, I get you motherfuckers confused. Halbert finally spills his breaking news.
Oh, I can't dig that either. He's going to be looking at his phone for the rest of the night. Trying to figure this shit out.
He's taking a while on this one.
It's a good story. We'll talk about it here soon.
Okay. That's a good thing.
All right, Heath, you got anything?
Can you dig it? Before the year's over, I will win.
Can't dig it.
Just no, one time.
Nope.
One time.
Nope.
Can't
you
dig it.
You gotta have faith, man. Gotta have faith.
Don't dig it.
You will win what? One of the bets?
Yeah.
Can't dig it.
No. I can't dig that.
No one can. mine. Fuck, I had it, and then your like ridiculous one made me fucking lose it. I hate you. The fuck was it going to be? Am I up? Or has everyone gone?
Yeah, everyone's gone.
B-Mex, can you dig it? Rusev will still be over. Wait.
Yeah.
Oh, after...
He's already over.
Yeah.
What the hell do they do with him next? That's a good question.
I'm just waiting to see what they're going to do
Rusev,
with Rusev,
I could see him going into the Intercontinental and walking out the Intercontinental Champion, maybe?
Maybe.
I see Neville.
Okay, can you dig it? As much as I hate the fact that we have another fucking pay-per-view in between this and Money in the Bank, we're going to see the best Elimination Chamber match ever with the tag team match.
I don't know if it'll be the best, but it'll be good.
It'll be craziest.
Yeah.
It could be because there's going to be 12 guys in there. That's crazy.
No.
What?
Yeah, there's going to be 12 guys in it.
How?
They're going to put two teams start, a team in each pod.
Yeah.
Team in each pod?
They're going to have a team in each pod.
Which if Rowan and Harper are not starting.
God, I wouldn't want to be in that pod.
No.
That's a whole lot.
Is that legit?
That's legit.
I thought they were going to have two men start and then a member from each team. Like two members of the first two teams would be locked in two pods. And then an entire team would be locked in the other two pods.
You see, what I thought was going to happen is they're going to do a fatal four-way star where one member of each team will start the match and then they're going to have their tag partner in a pod.
That's still going to be fucking crazy.
Just have an empty pod?
No. They have four guys start the match, and then each of their tag team partners is in a pod, and so their tag partner comes into the match.
I could see that before I could see the idea of putting two men in. Cause
but
pods
that's what their website says, is it says there's going to be 12 guys in there.
That's
their
gonna be,
pods are fucking tiny.
Well, they're going to fucking change it. They're going to retrofit it.
It's going to look really funny whenever you put somebody in the fucking Intercontinental title match.
How about Darren Young and Titus the Usher in a pod, huh?
I don't want to be
Seven Minutes in Heaven, baby.
Giggity diggity doo.
Terrible.
Probably.
Which one of them is in the back?
Oh.
Darren.
Okay.
Time to move on.
So what's this news, motherfucker?
We're not there yet. Hold on. It's time for America's favorite game show. Not Jeopardy, not Price is Right, not Let's Make a Deal, but Jizz Jams.
Jizz Jams. Keep it going, lose.
Here's how the game works. You can play Jason Heath, three themes. If he can successfully guess two out of three, he wants to sell the Jeopardy show.
I want to play.
That's fine. You can play. So can you in the chat. Heath cannot see.
That is right.
His glasses are covered with semen. All right, so here comes theme number one. Chad has it.
I don't know this one.
And your time starts now. Can he guess it? No, he can't. Can he guess it? No, he can't. We need an answer, Jizmapper.
I don't know on this one.
Kyle, your guess?
Think of a guess.
I, for some reason, Crash Holly is ringing a bell, but I don't think that's right.
Yeah, both you guys are. Adrian, the correct answer is?
Puke.
Darren Drozdov.
Ah, okay.
Here comes. So
don't even know the guy.
Puke? He was part of the
OLOD 2000 group.
He was the headbanger? No, that was Monster Thrash.
He was the guy that D'Lo Brown almost killed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Broken neck. His fucking wheelchair is a tank right now.
Okay.
So, all right. So we played the Heath Roulette.
Yes.
This is what he came up for song number two. Oh, okay. It's not the one I was thinking it was. We're safe then. No, okay. Chad is wrong.
Can you hear me? Or
I can hear you. Okay.
I don't know what this is, but I'm jamming out to it over here.
I have a guess.
You know, I don't remember this one, but it's kind of badass. I like this.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know what it is, but it sounds badass.
Chad's still wrong?
Yes, that is wrong.
I was going to say, the 30 seconds is probably...
Oh, it is. Yeah. I mean...
You just really like it, apparently, to let it go like this.
It doesn't have much longer to go, so... I'm going to have to find out when he used this one.
All right, do you have any idea?
To be honest, I have no clue on this one.
Well, you can talk. It's okay.
Well, I didn't know if you were just going to take his guess.
His guess is he doesn't have one.
Yeah, so I was giving you a shot.
Harry Saturn.
I would like to take a stab in the dark at this.
Okay.
You're not stabbing very hard, sir.
No.
I'm going to guess Vader.
The correct answer is Shelton Benjamin. It was a six.
Really?
Yeah.
No, okay.
Yeah, it was a six.
Was that his, no, that isn't the Ain't No Stopping Me.
No, that, I believe was before?
That one?
All that? Yeah, I think.
Huh.
Which should explain why I don't remember.
I don't remember that one at all.
That was his set of six theme. This is his third. Which one is this one?
It's all about the Benjamin.
Might have been an ECW theme.
Yeah. I don't know.
Okay.
Huh. All right. Yeah.
Huh. Well, huh. I'll be damned.
All right. And.
Just for shits and giggles?
Yep. I will give you this clue.
Okay.
He was a gladiator in the American Gladiators reboot.
God damn.
God, I remember us talking about this one time. Many podcasts ago.
Chat has it.
Yeah. Shit.
The correct answer we're looking for is Matt Morgan.
Oh.
All right, judges.
Yeah, no.
Add it up.
It's all there, black and white, clear as crystal. You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Thank you, Gene Wilder.
I think that was the first time I ever actually went 0 for 3.
Yeah, I only got the first one. I went 1 for 3.
All right, so now for some breaking news.
All right, Jason, fill us in.
Okay.
This better be fucking good.
According to backstage sources, you won't believe what happened when blah, blah, blah wrapped up Payback, blah, 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 blah. According to backstage sources, you guys ready for this one?
Uh-huh. Okay.
These superstars and divas cleaned themselves up, changed into their normal clothes, and then drove rental cars to hotels where they went right to bed because they have an early start till tomorrow.
Oh, you're a fucking dick. That's so stupid. I'm glad we wasted time with that.
Wow. All
right. Oh, God. Let's get this next thing over with so we can take it to call tonight.
Wow.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Hold on. This is an important thing. And then we'll do the last thing. And then we'll draft and then we'll... Ladies and gentlemen, rumor has it Sonny has signed a contract with Vivid Entertainment to do real hardcore porn.
Which I would have been interested in about 10 years ago.
Dude, yeah. You're going to watch a Sonny porn
oh,
still.
Oh, I'm still going to watch it. I would have been more interested in it about 10 years ago.
I'm going to watch it.
I'd watch it.
I'll probably kind of enjoy it maybe
I'll
a little bit.
I'll probably buy a box of tissues while I watch it.
Yeah.
Maybe, and some baby oil.
Maybe a little bit of lotion.
Just a little bit, though. Not a lot.
Not a lot, no.
No, then you got to enjoy
it. More like one of them travel bottles of Jerkins.
You got to enjoy it. If you use too much, it's hey, over too fast.
Hey, from the Rodfather, Sonny and China together.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I don't know about that.
It's Sonny and China, Volume 1.
Wow.
I don't know whether I should be entertained or fucking disgusted.
It's Sonny in the depths of China.
So if she does hardcore porn after she's already been inducted in the Hall of Fame, does Triple H's argument about China go away completely?
No, maybe.
That's the first thing I actually thought about with this. I'm like, okay, if Rod she Fon- does this and they don't revoke her Hall of Fame status, then there's no argument against China going in.
Yeah, I know, because same thing. Oh, who's Sonny? Whoa, that's who Sonny is. No different than China.
Yeah.
Rodfather says throw in Mickey James. Fucking
you know what?
Right.
Mickey James by herself, please.
I would pay for that. Facebook friend.
Huh?
I guess I'll confirm the Godfather's a Facebook friend.
You haven't even confirmed me as a Facebook friend, you prick.
Well, it's because I don't like you very much.
Okay.
Let's know.
Oh, God, we're going to bring back the bet.
Yes, we are. Have we come up for the exact term?
Yeah, the winner has to eat like 5 good or gross jelly beans.
All right.
The hell is that?
All right, there's this bag of jelly beans that Jelly Belly's makes, and there's 7 colors, but each color has 2 flavors. One of them tastes good, and one of them is super gross.
Like, the brown one is either chocolate pudding or dog food. The green one is either lime or grass clippings. The white one is either coconut or toothpaste.
Who the hell would actually buy those?
We are.
Well, we're going to for this show because the loser's going to eat 5 of these jelly beans.
Have you not heard of Birdie Bots?
There's a local radio show we have here in town that will... how often is it, Adrian?
Probably about every couple weeks.
I think it might be once. Maybe it is every couple of weeks. They do
what
a second
show.
The Riz Show on 105.7 The Point. Huh?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, they do that with listeners. It's like they listeners guess that it's going to be.
So they're giving away concert tickets or whatever. So we would call up. They draw a name out of a hat, and that person has to go. So if we were on the talk show, so we draw a hat. If it was Adrian, if his name was drawn, he would have to eat the jelly bean. Before he eats a jelly bean, you would have to guess, is it a good one or a gross one? If you guess correctly, you win whatever prize they're giving away. So that's how it works.
Yeah.
Now, for us, it's just the loser has to eat five of these, and I swear to God, I hope I don't lose, because first off, I fucking hate jelly beans. I don't eat good jelly beans.
Because, I mean, jelly bellies are the best.
I'll probably,
they're actually the only jelly beans that I'll actually eat.
If I lose, I don't even know if any of us will be able to get some of these down.
Oh, you don't have to eat them. You can, once you get the flavor, you can cough it into the trash can.
Okay, we'll have to have a fresh trash can down here.
Yeah.
And lots of air freshener for when someone pukes.
Yes. Because I'm fairly certain whoever that is going to puke.
Yes. Even if I get a good one, if I lose this thing, I'm not going to eat it. That's disgusting. They're fucking jelly beans.
I would almost be tempted to enter this and lose on purpose and have you videotape me eating them.
That involves you actually getting your fat ass up here.
That's true.
Yeah.
Which will never happen.
No, I'm positive.
I actually kind of hope I lose.
Guess you can't take a hover around on the interstate.
Bullshit, I can't.
Because he can go, go, go in his hover around.
I hope every one of you fuckers drown.
All right, so we already get this thing started, Jason?
Yeah.
I'm going first, obviously, because I lost last time.
Are you going to... I guess I'll make a fucking list. Hold on here. I got to get... WordPad or... I don't even know where the fuck the WordPad is on this goddamn computer.
I have my open with my potential picks up, so...
Well...
I can go ahead and do this.
You going to keep track and send it to me?
Yep, sure.
Okay, hold on. That's fine. All right, so your first pick you're going to pick?
My first pick is going to be Mr. Open Challenge, John Cena.
No surprise there. We did alter our scoring a little bit, though, for that, because that's just not fair to everyone else.
All right, so who's going second?
I guess the man that came in second.
That'd be me. Shit. What the hell? I'm going to go with Sheamus.
All right. So Sheamus is off the table. All right.
Oh, let's see.
Okay. Take these guys off my list as they're drafting.
I really don't even want to be a part of this.
All right, Jason, your pick.
I'll go, fuck.
I feel like that's not a negative, that's a positive.
I'll go Roman Reigns.
All right, so that's your first pick is Roman?
Yeah.
Reigns. All right, next pick?
Rusev.
All right. Rusev. All right, Heath, your next pick?
I'm going to go with Dean Ambrose.
All right. Take Ambrose off my list. I'm going to take Adrian Neville.
All right.
And
I was wondering how long it would take.
Huh?
I was wondering how long it would take for somebody to get him.
And I'm going to take Bray Wyatt.
All right, Heath.
I'm going to go with our current World Heavyweight Champion, Seth Rollins.
God damn you.
Okay. Halpert?
I'll go... Let's see. I'll go Barrett and Ziggler.
Barrett, Ziggler. Okay. Heath?
Gonna go with Randy Orton.
Orton. Oh.
We're only doing Raw and SmackDown, right?
Yeah.
Since they're still, since main event's not really a thing anymore?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to gamble a little bit here because I think they're going to be your next tag team champions. I'm taking Harper and Rowan.
Okay. You don't have good luck when you take a team.
I did.
That's why he's taking a gamble.
I'm gambling on it.
I'm just telling you, man. You don't have good luck when you take a team.
Yeah,
you've
but
never. You traditionally, you've never had good luck.
I did it with the Dust Brothers.
No, they weren't. No, you didn't have that good of luck with them. You got lucky for about a month, and then they fizzled because they both lost the time.
I'm taking a chance, Jason. All Shut right, the fuck fine. Up.
Why are you bitching? I thought you didn't want to lose.
Yeah.
I don't want to lose.
Then why are you bitching?
I'm just telling him.
Are you like the are you like the big brother watching out for your retarded little brother?
Fuck you, Kyle.
Yeah, kind of. Hold on, Adrian. You want to repeat yourself again? What you just said?
Fuck you, Kyle.
Fuck you, Kyle. I heard him.
Oh, that didn't work right.
Fuck you, Kyle.
Oh, maybe that's because it's the wrong one. Okay, now go.
Fuck you, Kyle.
I just got yelled at from a bathroom stall. That's awesome.
Eat a dick.
I flushed.
Oh, cool. They're in the bathroom stall fizzling each other's balls. That's awesome.
I just flushed Kyle.
Adrian.
Are you sure? Are you sure it wasn't his sperm?
12.
Miss. All right. Jason, go ahead and pick. Or no, Heath. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Cesaro.
Cesaro. And Halbert, I need one more from you.
Oh, let's see. Let me think here. Who has not been picked yet?
You wanna know who, I have three guys left on my list that have not been picked.
Okay, who are your three guys?
Big E, Kofi, and Ryback.
I was going to say, none of the New Day has been picked.
All right, I'll go Big E, because he's usually in all their tag matches.
Big E. All right. So
I should
done.
Be able to swap him out like the Freebird. So Big E, if Big E doesn't compete, then I should get one of the other guys to compete
no,
in his spot.
That's not how it works, Jason.
It's the
nope.
Freebird rule.
Nope.
God damn you guys.
I think you should give him the ability to swap him out with one other member, but not both.
No.
I knew I almost liked you for some reason, Kyle.
I tried.
All right, so what are the final tallies?
All right. I am sending them to you on Facebook now, but then I'll give them to you here again
okay.
in a second. So give me a second here.
All right. We're at 532 hearts.
Nice.
Wonder where that puts us on the Mixlr homepage.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Probably at the very fucking bottom.
All right. So, me... I have John Cena, Adrian Neville, and the entire Wyatt family.
That's true.
Halbert, you have Roman Reigns, Rusev, Barrett, Ziggler, and Big E. And Heath has Sheamus, Ambrose, Rollins, Orton, and Cesaro.
All right. Not bad.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's actually quite a few that we could have picked from this time around, because... There's been a lot of people going back and forth on wins and losses.
Wow, we're not even on the top.
How close?
I thought we would have been this time of night.
Where are we at?
I don't know. It doesn't really say. It doesn't give me a ranking. That's all I'm saying. All right. Yeah. There we are. If you go to the where it says new on there. We are actually right there. We are, we're there. Hey, we're on Mixer's homepage.
Yay.
Woo! Good job, guys. All right, anyway. With that being said.
The draft is in. And we start tomorrow night.
Yep. Oh, what are we going through?
SummerSlam?
Okay.
Yeah, it's going to be a long one, guys.
Great. That's all me.
It's the exact opposite of Jason Heath's penis.
You couldn't get out of here unscathed from us. You knew that.
I know.
So, hey, we got some great shows coming up on the network. Hey, Kyle, you want to plug your show? Nope, didn't think so. Moving on.
Wow. Fuck you guys.
I'm kidding, Kyle. Go ahead. Plug your show.
Plug your show. Not your ass with your butt plug, but plug your show.
Wrestling Niche, Thursdays, 7 p.m. It is me, the Angry Australian, and the Old Bastards.
Huh? You want to be a little more specific?
Jake Mullen and Scott McAvoy. I almost forgot their fucking name.
He's the Old Bastard?
Yeah.
What he calls himself.
Okay. Whatever. What else we got coming up, Adrian?
Fuck, I don't know.
Okay.
Fail.
Check our website for all of our shows.
We got some great shows like Respect the Mat with Greg Popolopoulos Saturday nights.
Greg Snuffleupagus.
And it usually goes on about 11:05 Eastern.
Live from the mothership.
You can also check out our lead-in show, the Fabulous Guys on Shooting from the Hip, minus Michael Classic. He was not as fabulous as the other two. Sean Brown has some magnificent calves.
When Dan's not almost dead.
Right.
Get well soon, buddy. Oh, wait. No, he's alive.
Check out our other feature podcasts on the site. Check out the articles that Paul Jordan writes. And check out my magnificent cock on No Way.
What?
Didn't know that was part of PW Pop.
I don't know either.
It's something pop.
Oh, my God. You can also send us an email at thehourbomb@gmail.com. You can like us on Facebook. Subscribe to us on iTunes. You can send me a message on Facebook. You can send any of us a message.
You can tweet us on the Twitter.
Yes, we are officially on Twitter now at the Hour Bomb. Once again, that's a tag at the Hour Bomb. I don't do a whole lot on there because I still don't really know much about Twittering. So I'm just kind of there.
Twittering.
You can get some pointers from Kevin.
I have actually talked to Kevin a little bit.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to piss anyone off, so that's why I'm not really going the Kevin route. I thought about just giving Kevin our log and be like, here, go have fun.
You're now in charge of two of their accounts.
There you go. Oh, apparently Rodfather has an autographed picture of the cock.
He does.
I am so scared how he has that.
I sent it to him.
Oh, God. Why? That's why he fucking left and didn't show up for almost a fucking
that's
year.
Why he came back.
Oh.
I'm like, I am sorry you're gone, Rodfather. Here's a picture of my cock as an apology.
Did it come complete with a microscope?
Why would it need a microscope? I'm talking about a rooster, Jason. Like my pet cock. I call him Simmy.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Becky, look at her butt.
On that note, hey, everybody, you have a great night. Take care. Spike your hair. Woo, woo, woo.
Once again, I am your host, the...
Yes. I've done it again.
Oh, God. I'm tired. I want to go to bed. Anyway... I don't even know what the fuck I want to say at this point in time right now. Once again, I'm your host, the illustrious Jason Hopper, saying adios, motherfuckers. Time to go shake some hands, or shake some babies and kiss some hands.
The big bad booty daddy!
The big gator masters is going to play with his nipples. Nipple play. It's for everyone.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Jason Heath says any cock will do.
He does say that.
And the Jizz Popper.
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath saying so long.
And the man that poops in a bucket. Ku Klux Kyle.
Oh, I was like,
Kyle wasn't sure if it was him or not. I was like, are they talking about me again? I'm not sure.
Like, I was lost. I'm like, all right.
Does somebody else poop in a bucket too? I'm not sure.
Oh, God.
Hey, a lot of people poop in a bucket, dude. Fuck off.
We... I guess next week we're going to bring you our
pre-show.
Yeah, oh, my God. So join us as we bring... Are we scoring Elimination Chamber? No.
Yeah.
No, like, as a paper, we don't double anything, do we?
No.
No, okay. All right.
We only double the last one.
That's right. All right, so join us next week as we bring you our Elimination... Oh, God damn it. This is the song I was going to use for Kyle.
Oh, hello. We got it right. It's fine.
I forgot. Anyway, so since we were supposed to do a show on Mother's Day and we didn't, we're about a week late on this, but we need to honor all mothers out there. So we will try to do this again next week. Until then, you've been
Hour Bombed.
Oh, the nips.
Oh, thanks for showing up, everyone.
12? You couldn't be more than 5. To jack you up to take off your shoes.
Yeah, well, you're so skinny your eyes are in single file.
Well, you're so ugly your ears stick out to get away from your face.
Well, your mama is
so... Hold it, wait a minute. Don't bring anyone mother into this. She ain't here. If it wasn't for your mother, you wouldn't be here. So remember, when you put down one mother, you put down mothers all over the world.
Treat her right. was for the oven with the burning heat. Where she stood making sure I had something to eat. Tea is for the time that she stayed up at night and took my temperature when I wasn't feeling right. X is for the hard-earned money she spent to keep clothes on my back and try to pay the rent. E is every wrinkle I put on her face and every worry that I caused when I stayed out late. The last letter R is that she taught me respect, and for the room up in heaven that I know she'll get. Mother, there is no other like mother, so treat her right. Mother, I always love her, my mother, so treat her right, treat her right.
Somebody.